Well, it's time to listen to the comic book haters. Strap on your jammy pack and let's get down to listening. The haters take a look at Ed movie this week. Also, the long-awaited review of Jimmy Robinson's Bomb World.
It's time for the comic book haters. Very special episode, wouldn't you say so?
I would. Yeah. I would say that. It's special. I just said it.
Of course, my name is DJ Slufus.
I'm Schooley.
Umbrella Man.
Hey. Very special guest in the background. You want to introduce yourself?
Hey, gents. I'm MC Trekkie.
There are gents, too. There's not a lady to be seen.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? No. Use that joke.
It's all right. It's true.
Okay, so we just watched the Ultimate Avengers, the movie.
Yeah.
All right, and let's very controversial movie, I think.
Controversial.
Well, aren't the Muslims are like going nuts over this thing?
They are not. That's a different
That's
cartoon.
What they're lying at?
That's a different
lying
cartoon.
About?
It was something about Muslims cartoons. I didn't read the article, but I think this was it.
No, it was a gasoline alley from like the 30s.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get a little feedback. Who liked the movie?
It was good. I liked it. I had no problems with it. It was fine.
Well, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't see anything special with it.
I kind of Trekkie? I kind of found it to be almost like a, I don't know, like what was the point?
Well, it was different. It was slightly different from the comic in some ways, but just slightly.
Okay, let me just get my main beef out there, all right? People criticize comics and say it's like, you know, a juvenile art form and it's trashy, and then they take a comic and make it into a movie and they take away a lot of like the edge to it, the grittiness, and they like make it more mainstream, so it just seemed very hypocritical to me.
Hypocritical? I think it fits the bill exactly what...
Did you like it though?
Not really. I mean, it was alright. Like, it was like a cartoon, you know? It was okay.
So you were waiting for the Hulk Horny line. You were just waiting for them to pop that out.
I didn't have high hopes to begin with. Like, all I was right. Like, I'll check it out, you know? I'd like to
Schooley,
see, but...
I thought Slufus and Schooley both thought that Hulk was rather handsome in this.
I don't know. I think he could have been more handsome.
More handsome. Yeah. So he's not the handsome Hulk of some of the...
No.
So, Schooley, you would say Hulk wasn't handsome enough for you?
Well, I mean, you know, to each his own. I mean, I'm far be it for me to say, you know. If he was not somebody
else's... You
need a
really handsome Hulk.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, he could have been somebody else's handsome
Hulk. Right, now that we got that out of the way.
Okay.
I did take some notes.
Okay, I noticed you writing feverishly.
Yeah,
there.
I did. I wrote a lot of things. Nick Fury is black. What the fuck? Nothing against our African-American brothers.
Okay,
but
look. Why is that a problem?
Like, why change it?
But it's a reimagining.
So why do you have to reimagine? So why not make everybody a different race then? Why wasn't Captain America Chinese?
Well,
Captain China.
The Wasp was Asian.
Apparently, the Wasp was Asian before or something.
I guess.
That's what he said.
Why are y'all looking at me, man?
You said that!
Uh-huh.
Well, look, man, I'm not going to defend it against you because I didn't think it was so hot, but how, like, you fellas, like, MC Trekkie, you really liked this, right?
I did. I really liked it.
Okay.
I mean, what the hell are they going to do? You know, it's Stanley, it's Aviara, what are they going to do? You're going to go back. You saw the Hulk on UPN. Come on, this is light years ahead of anything they did before.
Oh, yeah, I'm not knocking it. The animation was pretty good.
They
did a good job with the animation.
And the Hulk was pretty angry.
Yeah.
Hulk was very angry. Green eyes are popping.
Yeah, but he was kind of a gray Hulk.
Gray Hulk.
Yeah, I prefer gray Hulk to green Hulk. I mean,
but
I like
it,
all
I know
Hulks.
We've been through this before,
like
but
all Hulks.
Including gay Hulk and
gay
Hulk.
I like them all, yeah.
But isn't Grey Hulk, like, not as strong as Green Hulk?
Well, yeah, but in Ultimate World, apparently, he's pretty fucking strong.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, he kicked ass. Out.
So what were your other beefs with it, Schooley?
Yeah, what other notes did you take?
Whores aren't secret agents.
Who was the whore?
She's gonna go fuck this dude. Just, I mean, come on.
Come on, it's Black Widow. Wait a minute. Come on, James Bond, who you're a big fan of, he's a man whore.
Different. That's different.
Oh, man, that's such a sexist attitude.
You're
right,
whore.
But it's a comic book.
I'm a man
comic
whore.
Book.
Yes.
It was a movie.
This is true. But,
Also, you're not a secret agent.
No, not so maybe that not, that you, not that you know.
Maybe he is a secret agent.
Also, Tony, I don't know why I wrote this. I wrote Tony Stark, fuck him.
Oh, you didn't like his haircut?
Yeah, the haircut, like his haircut. No, it's the persona is what I didn't like.
Because he was kind of like a dick?
No, I can deal with that. Like, it didn't seem to fit together right.
He just didn't seem like the Tony Stark you know from comics.
Exactly.
Okay. One from the one Iron Man comic that you read 20 years ago?
Secret Wars 2.
And
it was
a
series.
And you also didn't like the armor. You didn't like the armor.
Right. Armor.
The armor was pretty good. I liked the armor. I tell you, here's what I liked about the comic. I mean, the movie. Some of the animation was pretty good. I mean, some of it was okay. I don't think it was great, but it was pretty faithful to the comic. Not that I really give a shit whether or not it's faithful, like it's a movie, so I don't care. But but I'll give him props for keeping it faithful. And I don't know. You know, it was just kind of blah. It wasn't bad. It was just like, eh.
Well, how about this? Aliens could have been cool, but way cliched.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. It kind of ends. I mean, is it going to follow all the rest of the comics? Is that the idea, or was just a?
Well, I heard that they're already making Ultimates 2, or it's on its way, or something like that.
The movie, you mean?
Yeah. It's just whatever. But I don't know what the plan is with that. Are you eager for more? Now, Schooley, you're the only one here who hasn't read. You read Ultimates, right there.
I read Ultimates.
Okay, so now are you hungry for more?
No.
Are you, kind of curious to see what happens next?
Not even a little bit.
So you'll just wait, you'll just, when it comes out, you'll see it, but...
Look, if I didn't come over here tonight, I wouldn't have fucking seen it. I mean, that's the bottom line. And
but you did come over to see it.
I did. But, I mean, it was all in the interest of the podcast.
Right.
You know? Drinking beer.
And beer.
Yeah, I think beer was a big...
Well, sure.
Okay, so you've got more notes there.
I do. It says Hulk is a pussy, but I really didn't mean that. It was Bruce Banner. What the fuck?
He's supposed to be a pussy. That's the drama.
Come on. I mean, just like,
what?
Way overdone.
What do you mean
totally
way overdone? It's Bruce fucking Banner. He's a scientist nerd.
Okay, so play him as a nerd, not as some like simpering, like, you know.
No, he was a very sympathetic
character.
You
said you also didn't like the fact that he had a, like, sort of a Captain America obsession.
Fetish, yeah. It was kind of creepy.
Stalkerish.
Very creepy.
Yeah, but it's like...
up there. Well, it was
you're criticizing the creepy aspects, and that's what makes it cool, that there was some creepy... And not that it was cool, because I didn't like it too much.
But what the hell?
From the comic, the creepy shit is what makes it cool. I mean, am I right, fellas? Just the fucked up shit that happens in that comic.
I agree.
I really wanted to see Giant Man or Hank Pym beating the shit out of Janet Pym. Did that happen later?
Yeah.
I thought that had happened by then.
Somehow in the Ultimates it happened.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Listen, you had Little Hulk, and twice Hank Pym tried to take him down, and twice Hulk got his kneecap, got his throat,
but
was going to come down on him. You got your Ultimate Hulk clap, which you love so much.
I
out of the way.
I don't like the whole Ant-Man deal.
What do you mean?
I don't like it.
The guy,
the ants creep you out?
What don't you like about Ant-Man?
It's just a ridiculous premise for a super character.
Yeah, but he also gets large.
Yeah, he's giant.
Exactly,
man.
Which is ridiculous.
He's giant and
pick
he can
one
ants.
Or the other.
Wait a minute, that's your beef. That he can get big and small.
That's right.
That's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
Because what do you give a shit? Like, you will only accept it if he can shrink?
No, I wasn't going to accept any of it. I don't like him as a character.
Right, but...
Also, he's also the Yellow Jacket. He's also these other
bullshit
things.
Oh, you don't know
things.
That. Man, judge it on the movie.
It doesn't matter.
Your comic.
That dude on
doesn't
the forum
matter.
Is right, man.
I think you have read...
I bet you have.
I have not.
Really, this is going to be a secret revelation. You've read more comics than me.
Maybe.
Man.
Oh yeah, right. Christ, I don't think I have enough time in my life to ever do that.
Oh, you can quit one of your jobs.
But no, man. It's just like. Anyway, I've never denied the fact that I read comics when I was younger. I don't understand that.
Yeah, but you seem to know a lot. You retained a lot of that
memory. I have a good memory.
You read a lot, but you seem. You know, you would think somebody hates comics so much. Or,
Know your enemy. Yeah,
what?
See?
What are you talking... Why? No.
That's right.
You love it.
I don't like
comics. You know
what?
Here's my new theory. I think he's a
self-loathing
closet
comic book
lover.
Amen.
Yeah, not a hater. Not a hater.
He's
Amen.
Trying to
I call
hide...
you faux hater.
He's trying to
it's
hide in plain
true.
Sight. Oh, I hate comics. I hate comics.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'll go home with my flashlight under my blanket and
okay, Professor, what else you got
Sarah
on the list? Come on, what else is on the list?
What else?
One more thing. Yeah. I didn't like the military vehicles weren't realistic.
Oh, who gives a shit?
I'm just saying.
Oh, come on.
It's a, you know, they go to all these great lengths, man, to draw these characters and have the anatomically correct ant with his package hanging out on the thing there.
Only you
and
noticed
the titties on Wasp. Now
okay,
listen,
that
don't
was
try
nice.
To redeem yourself.
No,
okay.
Yeah, what was your
wrong
nipples
with
at some point?
No, you didn't.
Practically. Anyway, point being, if they're gonna put that much effort into it, why not make the vehicles realistic as well? Why not?
Okay.
Why
valid,
not?
Valid
you know,
concern.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're bullshit artists. And not an art drawing.
Okay, they work in the medium of the unknown. All right, well, schooly.
The
fellas,
fuck is that?
I too took some notes.
Okay.
Okay.
Lay it
first
on.
Of all, I think the movie, as I said during the viewing, very anti-Nazi.
It was
very against the Nazi faith. I'm against it, but I don't need to go, you know, singing it from the rooftops that Nazis were bad.
Get over it. They should also put a warning on that in case there's any Nazi sympathizers that want to watch the movie.
Yeah, they really
maybe
should.
Maybe offensive.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot of Nazis being killed. It could have been somebody's animated grandfather.
Let's say I'm an American citizen, but of German descent, and my grandfather was a Nazi, and I know what he did was wrong. I'm not saying that. But he died in the Nazi uniform. It's going to bring back some bad memories.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that. I don't need to be reminded that my Nazi was like just killed everybody and was evil.
Yeah.
My grandfather.
My
so
Nazi.
That I didn't
Whoa,
like
hold
that.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
You have a Nazi?
He's been living off of Nazi gold for years.
That'd be awesome.
No, I don't. I'm not related.
He forwards all these funny books.
I'm not related to any Nazis, and what you know, I'm anti-Nazi. But my point is, we get it. You know,
okay.
I would have rather they had Kang as the villain.
Kang.
That's all I'm saying.
From Star Trek or Kang from The Simpsons?
No, Kang the Time Traveling Avengers villain.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of Kangs.
Dude, even I don't know about that one.
Oh, my God.
You're on your own.
So my other
enough,
note.
I knew what Kang was.
My other note is.
Yeah. Oh, there's another coincidence.
Listen, I read those books.
Comic book lover.
The Marvel Universe books. I was all about those.
Okay. Well, my other note is fuck Hollywood again, as I said. Like
Hollywood, it's a DVD.
Yeah,
it was done by Marvel.
Yeah, which you were saying was a good thing.
In theory. I mean, what's the point in that movie? Just read the comic.
What's the point in the movie?
Well, I do.
It was
the comics were better.
Way better.
That.
You know, I mean,
you're not gonna
show that to anybody who doesn't like the comic and win them over.
But you know. You put a little effort into downloading it.
Shut up, motherfucker. I bought that.
It's not out yet.
Yes, it is. It's
came out today.
It came out today.
God.
It is Tuesday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
My bad.
You're stuck 2 days ago, man.
Yeah, you're so last week.
I've been time traveling again.
So, anybody else, let's give our ratings for this. What do you think here? Shall we start Umbrella Man? What do you think?
I think it wasn't as good as the comic. You should just read the comic, I think. But if I'm just going to judge it on its own merits, I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay. Sam Trekkie?
I liked it. I had to say that it did its job, you know? I mean, it's basically a comic light. You go into it, seeing it like that, it's not bad.
Okay.
I give it a 6.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Big build-up,
right,
but
Umbrella Man.
Not the highest score so far, but not bad. Schooly G, yourself?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I didn't hate it, but I could have spent an hour doing something more entertaining. Maybe like...
You could say that about anything, though, in your life, really.
Oh, well, that's true. let's say a 4.
Ooh.
You know what? I can't believe this, you guys. I'm going to lowball all you.
Wow.
I'm giving it a 3. Like, it was... You know what? I mean... I'm not trying to diss anybody involved with it. It was all right, technically okay, but no soul to it. I mean, it was a carbon copy.
It had a black general that wasn't soulful enough.
Don't. Johnny's gonna play the race.
Yeah. He didn't drop a rhyme
or nothing, but I mean, he was pretty soulful.
Oh my God! Listen, who's ranking it right now? All right, gave it a 4, motherfucker.
Sorry.
Okay, so I'm giving it a 3. I mean, whatever. Yeah, it was. They adapted the comic to a cartoon, and that's what they did. You know. I mean, that's about it.
What did you expect, though?
I don't know. I mean...
Well, who's getting the FU?
I'm going to give the FU to Hollywood, you know?
Oh, you
know, how about the Marvel animation team?
Is that who you're giving it to?
Well, no, I'm saying, you know...
I've got one.
You're saying Hollywood.
Yeah,
but
don't
you really
fuck
mean...
you, motherfucker. You're going to get it in a second. I'm giving it to Hollywood.
Bring it on, Sloofus.
Okay.
You know what? I'm giving the FU to Nazis. Take that, Nazis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Way to kick them while they're down.
Yeah. All
right.
F you and your Nazi gold and all your funny books.
Me?
Yeah.
All right. See, I'm tracking your first FU. Who are you going to kick it to?
I'm going to kick my FU to for Avi, for lighten it up. It's a little too light. A little too light. It was the best animated, but still could have been much, much better.
Okay, so we there you go. Combined score of 21.
Something like that.
Something like that.
So we'll be right back. We're back from our nice little break. We're going to take a look at, after long last, Bomb Queen issue number one. Have that opener? We're going to need a beer for this one. Now, Schooly, you actually read this comic, did you?
I have read it, yeah. I haven't finished it yet. But
you read half of it?
Yeah, well, it was half more than any of the other ones so far that we've done.
Yeah, now,
Walking Dead.
So that makes how many comic books you've read this week?
A half.
You're pretty sharp.
Well, that's
I'll catch you sooner
or
later.
I don't read comics.
You will eventually fuck up, and I'm going to be there when it happens.
Okay. That's up 47% from last week, though.
That's exactly probably true.
Yeah, last week you only read a quarter of comic.
So, let's fill us in a little bit on Bomb Queen. I didn't read it.
Well, I got
to. Well, we have to have full disclosure here.
Sure. Yeah, Bomb Queen creator Jimmy Robinson, right?
Mm-hmm.
A friend of the podcast.
True.
You know, a friend of the show. And,
let's get a shout-out for that.
You know, yeah, definitely a shout-out.
Cheers.
Frequent poster on the forum.
Cheers.
And so should you, listener, be a frequent poster.
Yeah, so you get to rub elbows with the greats.
That's
you
true.
Know, you could talk to Jimmy Robinson, you know?
Yeah.
Ask him a question about Bomb Queen. I'm sure you had a lot of questions after you read it.
Or Cappy.
Or maybe Warren Ellis.
Warren, well, he hasn't shown up.
Right, he hasn't been returning our calls.
Right.
I'm a little worried, but
And we've asked him twice to be a friend on our MySpace page. He hasn't.
I talked to him the other day.
Is that cleared up?
No. No, okay. He was very upset.
Okay. He'll come around.
Okay, I didn't really talk to him.
Oh, okay.
But we did read Bomb Queen.
Yeah.
Okay, sort and of. Yeah, so Jimmy Robinson, we told him we'd give him our 100% honest feedback.
That's true.
Right? And MC Trekkie, you also read Bomb Queen, right?
I did. I prepped.
Okay.
I prepped for this.
Okay, good. Now, Umbrella Man, did you read Bomb Queen?
No, as I said, I haven't, so I was looking for you gents to give me a little background on
it.
You know, and just to let our listeners know, MC Trekkie is here with us tonight. And, he might be taking over for some people that often frequent the show, Cappy.
Yeah. We forgot to mention, MC Trekkie is sitting in the Cappy chair tonight.
That's true.
Right.
So it's kind of a tryout. So please send us in your votes, your feedback. Who do you like better, MC Trekkie or Cappy? So, whatever, contribute whatever you want. You know, don't feel any pressure one way or another. But, but let's check into Bomb Girl, Bomb Queen. So, I'll go first, if you guys don't mind.
Please do.
I tell you what, not the greatest comic ever, but definitely enjoyable. I got a kick out of it. I mean, the basic premise, this bitch killed everybody, right? All the superheroes, and she's kind of like a villain, and she rules the city.
The four queens did, and then she took over from them. That's what I understood.
Yeah, I mean, this was pretty cool.
Yeah.
She's really like a villain.
Oh, no, totally.
Yeah, she's totally a villain.
Yeah.
And she, and one thing, when I first opened it up, the lettering really bothered me. And I was like, oh, my
Somebody
God.
Somebody made a mention that on another forum, I saw
I didn't get that.
Oh,
I didn't
really?
Get that. Real tough to read.
That didn't bug me. It didn't bug me at all.
MC Trekkie.
Yeah, I saw it right away. Didn't get it.
The lettering.
The lettering. Really odd.
And now, a page or two into it, it didn't bother me at all. But yeah, it's pretty boldy.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
But I mean, if you're going to, criticize the lettering as the worst thing about a comic, that's not bad at all.
Well, yeah, the art was fine.
The lettering was fine. You think the lettering's pretty much now done with computers, I guess?
A lot of it is like this, and I think this, I don't know, it doesn't tell you. If he did it himself.
Oh, he did. I saw that on a forum somewhere. Or he had mentioned on something.
Well, so he had a Lily Tomlin quote in the front?
Yeah.
That's
so he probably used a computer, you know. I'm not a fan of that. Now, this panel here, a lot of people on our forum were taking issue with the naked chick with no visible vagina whatsoever.
Yeah.
Anybody have a comment on that?
I think I made myself clear on
the forum.
She's got
a hardwood floor. there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No.
I said to me, I'm like, well, you can see your nipples. What the hell else? Do you need photorealistic genitalia to enjoy your comic book?
Yeah, I think your point was that, if you need to see a vagina in a comic book, then something about you pathetic.
But nobody has a problem with the 8-year-old girl with a ball gag in her mouth.
Yeah,
nobody even mentioned that.
I was
going to
mention that. But
I didn't even see that.
Hey, kids these days, they're doing all sorts of crazy shit. So,
yeah, that's a real problem these days.
Yeah, but let's talk more about the girl that doesn't have any hair down there.
Well, now,
I'm a fan.
You
need to say anything else?
Mr. Trekkie, other thoughts on the comic?
I liked it. I liked a lot.
Now, let's fess up here. You didn't purchase this comic, did you?
I didn't have a chance to. I wanted to prep and make sure that I had a chance to give my shout out.
Okay,
It's a good, solid comic. Really enjoyed it.
Now,
postmodern.
How did you obtain a copy, though?
I was told that there was a way that I could see a comic quickly and efficiently so that I could prep and make sure that I could get the word out. And I did that. And it was a fantastic method that I used.
Okay.
Saw the comic right away. No fuss, no muss. Didn't have to deal with my local crazy little comic book shop, which I've posted about if anybody's curious.
So basically what you're saying is you downloaded it.
All right, I downloaded it.
I was going with magic, but...
Yeah. I saw into the future.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, the effort that I went to to acquire this little baby, it was worth it.
Okay.
Let me tell you, that one scene alone, and I don't want to jump ahead, but that one scene where she takes out the talk show host.
That was my favorite.
Who hasn't wanted to take out a talk show host?
And it was cleverly done, I think.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to give Robinson props because it's a cool concept. You know, anytime it's just something fucked up, like a supervillain bitch taking over the whole city.
It's a little reminiscent of the last comic you purchased for me.
Wanted?
Yeah, in the sense that it's about more from a villain's perspective and kind of taking over.
Yeah, but
not as.
You get
just one person.
You get the impression that the germs of her downfall are in there. Like, I think this is a tragedy. You know, she's gonna.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I think it's a limited series, isn't it? And Schooly, it's for mature readers.
I saw that.
You noticed
that. Then he shouldn't be reading.
Is Cappy allowed to read that?
Cappy is not yet
a
mature
reader.
Well,
if somebody's present with him, he's allowed to.
Yeah, he has an adult.
Yeah,
and I like some of the touches. I guess this is futuristic. You know, there's some shit going on. And all in all, you know, like I said, I mean, hey, the dude's starting off. I think he's relatively new to the field. There's definitely promise.
The artwork's pretty cool.
I'm going to pick up the rest of this series for sure.
Pretty modern. You know, style.
Yeah,
a little bit of a anime influence going on.
Yeah,
there.
It doesn't really look like anything, you know, particular that I've seen. You know, it looks like it's got its own look and feel.
Yeah,
which is cool. It's got delineated panels.
Yes. Well, there's some spillover,
right? But
Schooly, because
it's okay. I can deal with that though.
Is the smoke bothering anybody?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Come on, man. She travels around on bombs. Give it to her. She doesn't fly. She has no power. She travels around on bombs.
I thought that was a reference to her jugs.
Well, that is the bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I did say I was going to be 100% honest.
See, Schooly, let me just point something out.
Yeah.
I'm getting the impression, okay, this dude posts on her forum, you're being too kind to
him. No, not at all.
Because you hate everything, man.
Yeah,
what a coincidence. You like this one fucking comic.
I didn't say I liked it. I said I liked the concept of it.
Okay.
The art is, to me, it's all right. I mean, I don't hate it, but it's not...
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm not going to go out and rush out and buy any comic books because of this, but then again, I don't buy any now, so
yeah,
what
you
difference
don't buy
does
anything.
That make?
So you say...
Yeah, but you seem to know a lot about them.
Listen, motherfuckers, I'm people who know things. What can I say?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so
I hear where you're coming from.
So, anybody else have Umbrella Man? Did you really?
I'm getting your take on it, and the artwork looks pretty cool. The premise sounds pretty neat. I'd definitely check it out.
Okay.
And I didn't know anything about it, you know, until you told me about it. So this is my first look at it. It looks pretty decent. I would definitely check it out.
Okay.
Based on your recommendation and MC Trackies.
We were also told that this is merely an intro, sort of backstory had to be established.
Cool.
So the next
is really
more of the I'm actually interested in seeing the next one.
You think it's gonna get into the other three bitches and how
they're dead? I don't know.
No, I mean like backstory. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see these four bitches attacking a city and tearing shit out of it.
It looks like it's going to be about who's going to control the city.
Like this guy that's going for mayor and
shit. Yeah, that's what it looks like it's going to be about.
Yeah.
But,
I gotta admit, I'm not quite sure, but I believe I might have been a little, loopy when I read it.
Yeah.
So I didn't really retain all the details. But, I remember there was some dude going for mayor.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, you know, bitch, you gotta keep me in there because the other guy's bad.
Right.
And she blew up some people, you know?
Yeah, she kind of indiscriminately does that.
Everywhere I look, I see her fucking thong.
Yeah, well, that's kind of
cool.
It's kind of a hot move.
Come on, give it to him.
I'm down with that.
I'm not complaining about it.
I'm actually down with that.
It is a sexy look.
Second best line was that she keeps the trains running on time because if they don't, she blows them up.
Yeah,
yeah.
She kills them.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
There's some witty shit. Yeah, so I think that this might not be Mr. Jimmy Robinson's, like, his Sergeant Peppers.
No, yeah.
But it's on the track. Like,
yeah.
I think this dude's going to put something really cool together. There's definitely promise.
It's interesting. I'll tell you what. The story interests me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like some of the details about it, but I do like the overall concept.
Yeah.
Which is something more than I could say about most comics.
So let's give it the rating. What do you say, fellas? Who wants to go first?
Doesn't matter.
Mr. Trekkie, you pointed to Umbrella Man. Would you like him to go first?
Come on, Umbrella Man.
Okay, well,
speak up.
Based off not reading it, I'd give it a 7.
Okay. And you didn't even read it.
I didn't even read it.
Obviously a big fan of clearly delineated panels.
And
right?
Mr. Trekkie, you did read it.
I did read it.
And let me just say that, if I had to vote between you and Cappy right now, I'd have a damn hard time.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do.
I appreciate that.
I don't know what I'd do. You know, it's a moral dilemma. But go ahead, your score for Bomb Queen.
My score for Bomb Queen is a solid 8 for starting out. It's his first comic.
Well, I don't think it's his first comic. He's done a couple of them.
Okay.
Has he?
All right.
Yeah. For his own series.
Still, he's early on in his career, right?
For this.
I think so. I hope the dude hasn't been doing this
for
20 years.
For a new guy,
you know?
For a new guy, I'm very impressed. I like the little touches. The little supercomputer in the visor was sweet.
Mm.
You know, he comes home,
cool.
little sarcasm with the butler. Just nice little touches.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm enjoying the fact this is a new writer.
Yeah.
Somebody I hadn't heard of. Good solid start. I'll give it an 8.
Okay, good. Schooly J?
Go with my, again, this, because this is going to be a little high, I think,
mm-hmm.
for most of my comics. I don't want to be accused of
let's put it in perspective. It's a scale of 1 to 10. I doubt you're giving it a fucking 10.
It's a 6. That's
high.
That's a hell of a lot higher than
for
most
you.
Of mine.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking high
but
for you.
And I'll tell you why. The concept. I like the idea of a supervillain running,
yeah.
you know. I like that.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I was going to...
Did
I'll
you trashed Wanted?
Wanted sucked dick.
So you're
okay.
saying Bomb Queen's better than Wanted?
Yeah, because it
okay.
doesn't take itself too seriously. You can tell that.
I think it was
in
pretty
the
serious.
Art.
But you didn't even read Wanted.
We
oh,
looked
in
at
the art,
there
okay.
right
in
here.
The art, okay. yeah.
He only read half of Bomb Queen.
Yeah, man. Well, I got about 3/4 of the way through by the time.
Okay, while we were watching Ultimate Avengers, I might add.
Yeah, well, let me tell you how good
in all
Ultimate
fairness,
Avengers
I got
was.
Up and left the room a few times. Okay, so you're giving it a 6. I was going to give
it's
a...
It's a great ad for the next one, by the way.
Yeah. I was going to give... I'll tell you, I'm not going to tell you what I was going to give it. I'll tell you what I'm giving it. I'm going to give it a 7. And again, that's not too bad.
No,
I mean, let's face
it.
If it's something's an 8, like, I got to love it. And I can say there's definitely promise. I'm going to pick it up, and I'm going to continue, and I'll probably enjoy the series. But it's not at the point quite yet where I'm like, you know, this is the fucking bomb. No pun intended.
The bomb.
But this is good, you know. I definitely recommend everybody within. I mean, let's face it, we're the fucking comic book haters. We're giving it 6s and
we're and 8.
We really, you know, we don't fucking pussyfoot around. We don't
That's
give
true.
Everything a 9 or an 8.
No.
I mean, your 8 was heartfelt, Mr. Trek.
It was.
I,
it was.
Know, I
knew where the guy
that.
Was coming from.
And that's what makes that 8.
I know
meaningful.
What he's going for.
And Umbrella Man, I don't even remember what you gave
it. I gave
it
a 7.
7.
That's not bad. Let's
yeah.
face it. You know, a 6, 2 7s, and an 8. That's pretty solid for Bomb Queen. So,
shout out to Mr. Robbins.
Definitely.
Nice work.
Shout
nice
out,
work.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll definitely pick up the next issue. And any FUs to go around?
No, not... Well, yeah, FU to all the other people that we've emailed or contacted somebody who haven't contacted us back.
Oh, yeah. Like who?
Mr. Robbins. Like fucking Warren Ellis.
Oh, he gave us that one comment.
Yeah, he called your friend a baby fucker.
Yeah,
like
fuck
what kind
him.
Of comment's that?
Yeah, what kind?
Anyway,
well, that's not good constructive feedback.
This guy Robinson, like at least had an intelligent conversation with
yeah.
us on the forum. I think that's
you know what, man. Based alone on my man's views about the comic industry and,
yeah.
and comic history, he deserves your patronage.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Pick the goddamn comic up. It's $3. You know. It's definitely worth
it. Sort of sound like an ad, by the way.
I know. It's definitely pandering. I mean, you know what? We're
just
pay all action going
gold.
On. What's
gold.
Going on?
That's
Let's
true.
Face it. We're kissing his ass.
yeah.
But who gives a shit? I mean, you know what? Like,
exactly.
We know more about this dude than that motherfucking Warren Ellis. All
exactly.
I know about him is he's a fucking dickhead.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
we did
know?
Interview him, though.
Yeah, and he likes fucking
yeah.
babies, I think.
Yeah, fuck him.
F. Warren Ellis.
F. Warren Ellis.
You know, it's been a long time since
yeah.
we had a fuck Warren
fuck
Ellis.
Warren
fuck
Ellis.
Warren
F.
Ellis.
F. Warren Ellis.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Cast your votes in for CM Trekkie versus Cappy.
What are you, dyslexic tonight? MC Trekkie.
MC Trekkie versus Cappy. And also check out the forum. I believe it's bentcorner.com/CBHF.
I have no idea.
I think that's what it is.
Something.
Go to
yeah.
our blog, and it's on the right-hand side.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. We'll catch you next time.
So long.
Thanks for listening to this special episode of the Comic Book Haters. We'll see you next time with one more show before the big New York Comic Con. So be sure to listen.